It's Phil on Crystal 93. I'm out under the sun. We are at the Frisco Peninsula getting ready for mountain bike team practice, and I got some of our team members with me. What's your name and what age are you?
I'm Eli Love, and I'm 17.
I'm Marin Little, and I'm 13.
I'm Fiona Florio, and I'm 16.
All right, you guys, so we had the first race of the season, this past weekend right here in Frisco. How'd things go for you?
Things went all right. I didn't have a best first lap, but I kind of made up time and got, I think, 21st in varsity boys.
All right, good stuff. First year racing varsity this year?
Second year. I raced it as a junior last year as well.
All right, so feeling good. How do you feel about second year going into varsity?
I feel pretty good. I'm excited to do it as a senior and have a lot more people as in varsity this year. It'll be fun.
Good stuff.
I felt pretty good the first lap. In the second lap, I started to feel pretty tired, but overall, I felt really good.
All right. Kind of fun to start out the season right here at home.
Yeah, totally. It was so much fun.
And Fiona, you had a great race.
I had a great race. I was feeling great. I mean, my third lap was faster than my first lap and my second lap, so I was feeling great. Home course, been training intervals and stuff all year, so all led up to this.
All right, good stuff. First time ever winning a varsity race?
Yep. I won JV last year, first time winning varsity.
How'd it feel?
Really awesome.
Tell me when you knew that you had it in the bag.
On Crown Point on the third lap, I passed the girl in first and kind of dropped her, and then I realized that I was going to be able to keep the gap and win.
All right, great. Tell me about the work that you've been doing all summer long to make sure that, this season is going to be starting strong and getting stronger.
Well, I've been doing a lot of intervals and just riding pretty much every day, like 80, 90 miles a week, just hardcore training.
It's a ton of mileage. How about you guys? What have you been doing this summer to get ready for, the start of fall season?
A lot of cross training with cross country and just going outside and having fun.
Cool.
Yeah, I've been doing a lot of enduro racing, which kind of translates over to cross country as well, and a lot of weight training as well.
Enduro racing, like doing some series around the state?
Yeah, I do a lot of the Revolution Enduro Series as well as a Big Mountain Enduro Series, which kind of tours around Colorado and states around it and does a lot of fun races.
All right, good stuff. All right, guys, so got to ask you then, your favorite part of mountain biking, what is it that you absolutely love that keeps you coming back?
I love the team and the atmosphere around here. Our summit team is super sick. All the people on it, it's super fun. I love it.
All right, yeah.
I also like the team, and I just like going out and pushing yourself.
All right.
I love the team, and I just love being outside on my bike. I mean, I've been biking since I can remember. I love it so much.
Would you call it primary sport?
Definitely.
Yeah?
Probably, yeah.
For sure, yeah.
All right, you guys. Now, if you think back on, when you first started biking and where you're at today, what do you think you've improved on the most? What is it that you just crush it on?
Ooh, I think I've improved my downhill a lot. I started out on cross country, but moved to downhill a little bit more, and I think I've improved that a lot.
Think the enduro racing helped?
For sure, yeah.
Yeah?
I think I've improved my uphilling a lot, definitely from last year, it's been a lot faster. So,
okay.
Yeah.
What did you work on to get better at the climbs?
I did a lot of intervals going up the hill just to push yourself and yeah.
All right, great.
I've improved my confidence. When I was younger, I used to be really scared, especially on the downhill, on switchbacks. But now that I'm older and I've done it a lot more, I'm less scared and a lot more confident.
All right, great. And Fiona, I feel like I've been seeing your name during the Town Series races too. Tell me about the importance of going out and racing against, true adults before coming out and doing some of these high school races.
Well, it makes it seem honestly a little bit less competition. Some adults are really crazy fast, and I'm racing 16 to 39 expert women, so it's interesting racing against people my own age.
All right, great. How about goals for the season? What goals have you set, if you've set any?
Well, I mean, I would like to win the season. I'm trying to focus on lap splits and keeping them within at least a minute. Last year, all my lap splits were around a minute and a half, 2 minutes from each other. So I'd like to manage my pacing a little bit better.
Gotcha.
Yeah, definitely. I would say pacing as well, because on the first lap of this race, I was going pretty fast. And the second lap, I definitely felt I was going slower. So working on pacing, that's one of my goals.
Kind of comes down to experience and also strength and
yeah.
All that other good stuff. Yeah, right.
I think trying to have fun during these races, because it's hard to, through all the stress, have some fun, but kind of stay positive through it all, and
All right. Yeah, yeah, definitely. You got to remind yourself that you actually like being out on a bike, right?
Yeah.
All right, you guys. So let's see. This is a question for my older guys. What advice would you give to yourself? You know, what advice would you give to freshman you?
Let me think about it a second.
Yeah, yeah, of course, of course. Yeah, you know, like thinking back on, well, maybe what you were nervous about or even, you know, I don't know, what you've improved on, you know, all that stuff. Or even what advice would you give to freshmen these days?
I would say still have fun because a lot of times, especially the first race, it can be a lot of stress. So trying to not focus on the placing as much as having fun riding your bike and trying to do as well as you can and not really looking at the times.
All right, all right.
I would tell myself to train a little bit harder. I mean, when I was a freshman, I was not riding that much. And when I started training a lot more, it really showed in my results.
Okay, great. And what sort of advice have you gotten from some of the older riders? Have you gotten any?
Yeah. Make sure you're having fun with the sport and enjoying it and just going out and having fun with your friends on the team. So.
Still having fun?
Yeah, definitely.
Still taking their words to heart?
Yes.
Good to hear it. All right, you guys, let's see. Final question then. You know, when things get tough, when it hurts, what do you go through your mind? What do you do to keep on pushing yourself and just not get off that bike?
I like to think of good songs in my head. It's kind of a strategy I do, but usually I'll get a song stuck in my head. I'll listen to it before the race, and I'll just have that going through my mind the entire time.
What's on playlist right now?
Ooh, what was the song I was listening to? I just AC/DC usually, right. Some pump up music.
All right, that's good, that's good.
I'll just think about a lot of the stuff that I've heard from practices and just be like, just have to work on your technique and making sure you're doing exactly what you need to be doing for that race.
All right.
I also do the song thing. Usually I, depends on how I'm feeling. If I'm really stressed, I'll try to do like a chill song, like John Denver. But if I'm like really feeling it, I'll do like, I don't know, like Macklemore.
All right. Because high school races, you're not allowed to ride with music, are you?
No.
You just gotta memorize it and think of it on the course.
That is brutal. That's a great way to get a song stuck in your head for hours at a time.